Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketolena with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is unique initiative to involve youth in nation's development journey. Vice President Jagdeep Dhamkar says transparency and public accountability in conducting exams, interviews must be fair and seen as fair. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls for concerted efforts by centre and states to deal with drug menace in the country. And Deputy Chief Minister Yantong Opadon highlights challenges facing state due to complex political situation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Kharse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya said 3,000 participants chosen out of 3 lakh youths are brainstorming to develop their vision for Viksit Bharat. Mr. Mandaviya highlighted that the dialogue is in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youths in politics without political affiliations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has pointed out that transparency and public accountability in conducting examinations and interviews must not only be fair, but also be seen as fair. He was speaking in Bengaluru today after inaugurating the 25th National Conference of Chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions. He said that it was the vision of former President Rajendra Prasad to create an independent commission that is free from executive influence and will guard against jobbery, nepotism and favoritism. He expressed concern over emerging trends of bureaucrats and politicians securing allied positions for their spouses. Mr. Dhankar highlighted that the focus must shift to addressing post-retirement recruitment and continual extensions, which create discordance in the hierarchical system. The Vice President called for establishing the Public Service Commission as the sole unified recruitment authority that works with the spirit of convergence between state and central governments. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that drugs worth more than 16,900 crore rupees were seized in the year 2024, marking the largest figure since independence. Chairing the Regional Conference on Drug Trafficking and National Security in New Delhi today, the minister said, "If we aim to make India supreme, it cannot be achieved without a drug-free India." He said, "This battle must be fought collectively by the central and state governments on a unified platform."
भारत सर्वप्रथम हो, इस प्रकार के भारत का निर्माण करना है तो नशा मुक्त भारत के सिद्धि के बगैर ये नहीं हो सकता। केंद्र और राज्य मिलकर एक साथ एक प्लेटफॉर्म पर आकर दोनों सरकारें के सभी संबंधित विभागों ने मनोयोग के साथ योगदान देकर परिश्रम कर ये विजय हमने प्राप्त करनी ही पड़ेगी। लगभग 1 लाख किलोग्राम मादक द्रव्य पदार्थ जिसका मूल्य 8600 करोड़ रुपया है उसको अगले सप्ताह 10 दिन के अंदर जलाया जाएगा और मैं मानता हूं कि इससे मिनिस्ट्रीकरण से एक मजबूत संदेश जनता के बीच में जाने वाला है इसकी और संकल्पवान प्रयास वर्ष 2025 में हमारे होंगे
Mr. Shah highlighted that over the last 10 years, nearly 24 lakh kilograms of drugs were seized, while drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of. During the event, the Home Minister inaugurated the drug disposal fortnight and extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories. The drug disposal fortnight drive will begin from today to 25th of this month. During this period, a total of 44,792 kilograms of seized narcotics worth 2,411 crore rupees in market value will be disposed of. Deputy Chief Minister Yantongo Paton today highlighted pressing challenges that the state is facing, particularly the complex political situation. Addressing 75th anniversary of Duncan Basti Dimapur, he said that at present there are 28 factions with only 5 operating under a ceasefire agreement with the government of India.
How can we survive out of these 28 underground factions? Only 5 groups are under ceasefire agreement. With the 3 factions, underground groups, Ekta Family Party, Indian Faction Group, Unaidana, Donation Extortion Start Region. Government of India, it is ample clear, very clear. When we meet our Honorable Prime Minister, Honorable Home Minister, and our central leaders, their mind is very clear.
Mr. Padon said, despite the central government's firm stance on one nation, one flag, one constitution, there are difficulties in resolving the Naga political issue. He also mentioned that while the government of India had extended offers to integrate the Naga cultural flag and Yezabo into the Indian constitution, resistance from certain groups persists. Mr. Padon praised the current state government's effort to bring together 8 political parties to form opposition-less government. The Deputy Chief Minister also urged Duncan Basti residents to work towards collective action for unified and peaceful Nagaland. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Minister for Women Resource Development and Horticulture, Salutunyo Kruse, today stressed on the need to nurture future leaders who will positively contribute towards the society and the Naga society. She was addressing the 75th anniversary celebration of the Mesoma Students' Union held at Mesoma Village. Ms. Kruse urged students to strive for excellence in their studies, emphasizing that with unity and God's guidance, they can achieve great success. She encouraged them to move forward with determination and prayer, reminding them that faith and hard work go simultaneously. The minister encouraged Mesoma people to continue working together with unity and purpose. With just 2 days left for the Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, special arrangements have been made for pilgrims and tourists to reach the city through different modes of transport. More than 10,000 trains, over 350 specially designed shuttle buses, and additional flights will be put into service to ferry the pilgrims from various parts of the country. We have a report.
Special measures have been put in place to manage crowds, including color-coded waiting and holding areas at stations for unreserved passengers. To handle the massive crowd, Uttar Pradesh State Road Transport Corporation has deployed over 7,000 buses, including 350 shuttle buses designed specifically for navigating the fair area. This time, aviation will also contribute significantly. With the addition of new flights, Prayagraj will have direct air connectivity with 25 major cities during the Mahakumbh. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
And the Nagaland Football Association has inducted new office bearers for 2025 to 2029 tenure. The association will be led by Geni Busekose as president, Kiyaka Sumi as senior vice president, and Bini Lamtiu as secretary. Other office bearers include vice president, joint secretary, and treasurer. To end the news, the headlines here again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve youth in nation's development journey. Vice President Jagdeep Dhamkar says transparency and public accountability in conducting exams, interviews must be fair and seen as fair. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls for concerted efforts by centre and states to deal with drug menace in the country. And Deputy Chief Minister Yantongo Paton highlights challenges facing state due to complex political situation. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.
We'll be right back.